Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when you're navigating a relationship, personal, professional, it doesn't matter, and things just feel off? This tension, miscommunication, maybe even a little resentment brewing. Ever felt like you're speaking different languages, or like your efforts are falling on deaf ears? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a powerful antidote to that frustrating feeling. Humility and empathy. And believe me, these aren't just fluffy buzzwords, they're the secret weapons for building stronger, more meaningful connections. We're all humans with unique experiences, perceptions, and needs, and when we approach relationships with humility and empathy, we create a space where understanding and connection can truly flourish. So, what exactly does that look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, humble yourself. This doesn't mean becoming a doormat or constantly apologizing for everything. It means recognizing that you don't have all the answers, that your perspective isn't the only valid one, and that there's always room for growth and learning. Think about it like this: life is like a giant puzzle, and each of us has a few pieces. Humility allows us to see that our piece might not be the whole picture, and we need to work together with others to complete the puzzle. It's about letting go of ego, being open to feedback, and admitting when you're wrong. Second, practice active listening. This means really paying attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and genuinely try to understand their point of view, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, communication isn't just about sharing your own thoughts, it's about creating a space where both parties feel heard and understood. Third, seek to understand before being understood. Think about the last time you had a disagreement with someone. Did you rush to defend your position, or did you take the time to truly understand their perspective first? When we prioritize understanding, we create an environment of trust and collaboration, making it easier to find common ground and resolve conflicts constructively. Fourth, show compassion and kindness. Everyone goes through tough times. Even if someone makes a mistake or behaves in a way that bothers you, try to approach the situation with empathy. Remember that they're human, just like you, and they might be struggling with something you don't know about. A little kindness can go a long way in building bridges and strengthening relationships. Finally, be forgiving. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. It's okay to acknowledge that someone has wronged you, but choose to let it go. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions, it means freeing yourself from the anger and resentment that can poison your relationships. Now, let me share a real-life example. I remember being in a heated argument with my best friend a few years back. We had different opinions on a project we were working on, and things got pretty tense. I was so focused on proving my point that I wasn't really listening to what he was saying. Finally, I took a step back, remembered these principles, and made an effort to understand his perspective. It turned out that we were both coming from a place of wanting the best for the project, just with different ideas on how to achieve it. We ended up finding a compromise, and our friendship came out stronger on the other side. Remember, cultivating humility and empathy takes practice. It's not always easy, but the rewards are worth it. By embracing these qualities, you'll build stronger, more fulfilling relationships, and create a more positive and compassionate world around you. So, there you have 5 powerful takeaways to help you cultivate humility and empathy in your relationships. Now go out there and make those connections count. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, or even just hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another Strong Start.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.